I think there has been one very obvious prevailing theme in the playoffs this year, and I think that Andy Reid ideally has been taking notice, which is the level of aggression that teams are showing in the playoffs, especially in the divisional round, has been so high, Andy is going to have to get close to matching it, Gold. You can't possibly go into a playoff game right now thinking you'll just stick by a conservative nature. And look, Andy ranked in the bottom 10 in attempts this year on fourth down. You and I both know that they're not an overly aggressive bunch. Andy Reid yesterday was asked about aggression and said, within reason. And you're like, oh, no, I don't like hearing that. Within reason. I think when he said, like, you know, maybe that wasn't the exact phrasing he used, but you get the point. And you're just like, I don't. Look at what Washington's doing. They out Lions the Lions.
They did.
In that situation. You can buy so many points. Look at Josh Allen and the success that they have on fourth and short often. The Chiefs are good at fourth and short. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is, due to the success, why wouldn't you want to do it more?
So they're top five in conversion percentage on fourth downs. But as you were alluding to, they're towards the bottom half of the league, 21st-ish. In attempts on fourth down, but they're fifth in the league in percentage, right? You know, the Lions have gone for it way more. The Bills have gone for it around the same amount of time. The Lions got the discussion all year. The Commanders have gotten this discussion, but the Chiefs percentage wise were barely behind Detroit in actual conversion rate, which is why what you're alluding to is just like, hey, they should go for it more. I do think, even though Andy said within reason, I do think he has shown throughout this dynasty run in the postseason, he absolutely is more likely, not to the extreme of, hey, every fourth and one,
no,
wherever
kick
we
a field
are on
goal,
the field,
at least on one of those with the Commanders,
you know,
went for it.
But he's definitely a little more aggressive. I will give him credit on that. No doubt in the AFC title game, especially against this opponent, Buffalo, the same way we discussed how Sean McDermott has realized, go back to the week 11 game. You know, I think 3 years ago in the week, with the way the game was playing out, he would not have gotten for the fourth down with Josh Allen, which ultimately, you know, sealed the deal, led to a touchdown, but sealed the deal. He might have just kicked the field goal with Tyler Bass, but he knows better. I think Andy Reid also knows against Buffalo, who converts 76% of all fourth downs.
That's
he
a
knows,
crazy high number.
He knows that they have to be, you know, far more aggressive against them. I think both coaches heading in, they've certainly been here enough, but even know each other enough and what is on the line. We all know, I think, in Kansas City, Josh Allen's going to play at an extremely high level Sunday. They clearly know, Patrick Mahomes, you don't give him the ball back with 13 seconds or he's going to get you.
And we didn't find out, because this is still one of the big unknowns with the level of aggression, is we didn't find out what would happen if it's fourth and three and it's a 52-yard kick. Like, no kick was of the length that we had to, like, and short down, because that's truly where I want it. Like, if I'm trying to isolate the point where I want Andy to do it, it's inside the 5-yard line. And on that fringe field goal range, while Harrison Butker's range is at least still semi in question.
Do you feel better about him? I know they weren't long kicks, but do you feel better? Like, on one hand, you had Fairbairn, who was missing kicks, an extra point and a kick. Butker, you didn't have a 55-yard attempt.
I think I feel about the same. I don't feel worse, which is actually kind of a nice thing. I feel about the same. I still need to, like,
I feel better. It doesn't take
50
much.
Yard. That's fair. I mean, Harrison Butker's earned a lot of trust when it comes to the kicking game. I just, if it's 51 yards, I still want to see it. You know, like, It you know, Justin Tucker's earned it over his career, and he's missed a lot this year, over 40, and he won't miss any more now because his team's eliminated from the playoffs.
He made his kicks in
the game. He did. The other people were making mistakes in that game. But it's a 52-yard kick, and it's fourth and two. I'd rather you just go for it. It's fourth and goal, and you're at the three. Go for it. But he's kicked in those situations in the regular season this year multiple times. There was a time you and I remember it was inside the 10. He went for a fourth and two at the 8, converted. Then he had a fourth and two, fourth and goal from the 2 and kicked it. And I was like, but why? Those are the same. And he claims because they had trouble at the goal line. They didn't feel the same. Maybe the space to operate, maybe everything in between. And some of this comes down to the sneak stuff. Because part of the reason that Buffalo is successful 78% of the time is because 76% of the time is because they have the sneak. And I hate it. I did hate. I love to see them go for the fourth down, the fourth and one in the game last week. But watching Patrick Mahomes line up in shotgun, I was like, oh, okay. I don't love that. It just takes so long for plays to develop. Kareem Hunt got it. He's very good in short yardage and good at, like, squeezing between the line. But it's just kind of a nerve-wracking situation. But I want more of it. And I just think that the league is all heading that way even more in the playoffs. That's all.
They are. I still think Andy has a good feel for it in the playoffs, more so than the regular season.
I think it does, by feel, though, you know?
Yeah, which, you know.
Not by
in the book. First half. Like, we've seen this play out, though. On the first drive of the game Sunday, let's say, against Buffalo, if they're moving the ball, it's opening drive of the game. They seem to have a nice flow, but all of a sudden it's fourth and one or fourth and two, and they're at their opponent's 40. Like, he has shown that he'll go for it in that spot and not just punt on the opening drive. Like, he has done that. And I can't remember in week 11, I have to go back and look how many fourth downs did the Chiefs attempt and what were the situation. But you know, there's the balance of, hey, just get some points on the board. It all is time and situation. It's not, you can't have a blanket statement either way.
If it's going to put you up two scores in the fourth quarter and it's a 49 yarder, I'm probably more inclined to take the points. Or if it's, let's just say it's going to put you up and you're it's a chip shot. You're at the 6 yard line gold and it's fourth and one, but there's 6 minutes to go and it's going to put you up 10. I'll probably lean towards the kick there, even though I'm a go like most of the time. Like, for instance, like, we look at these things all the time in the game. I think it came up in the Bills Ravens game. We were talking about whether or not they should have gone for two or kicked a field goal. You know me, I'm almost always team go for it. And I probably would have just kicked a field goal there when they kicked it in that Bills Ravens game, because it felt like sometimes it can feel right. But I think Andy thinks about kicking and punting first and then tries to talk himself into going for it, not the other way around. I think Dan Campbell's got to talk himself off of it, right? His initial instinct is go. Or, you know, in this case, I guess Quinn, because of how aggressive he's been or how aggressive Sean McDermott's been.
And if you're Dan Quinn, though, you're converting for the Commanders 81% of fourth downs.
It's also a nutty number.
This year. I mean, that's crazy. 81% of them, and that's not for a team that like doesn't go for 81% conversion rate, and they have the eighth most fourth downs per game. So they're converting at a high clip, so, and they're top 10 in the league. You know, whereas, you know, it was Detroit was top five in conversion, right where the Chiefs were at, but they had the fourth most. And then there's bad teams that just go for fourth down because they're down.
Yeah, I don't care how many times, you know, Jacksonville, Cleveland, they're high on the list.
Cleveland went for more fourth downs than anybody per game. Well, they were trailing by double digits quite a bit. You know, Chicago went for the second most. The Giants went for the third most. All three of them are picking in the top five of the draft, I believe, something like that.
Shouldn't Andy feel even better except about going for it now based on the way the defense is playing lately? Like, the better the defense
that,
plays, doesn't it make it
the reverse
easier?
Of it? I know you say that, but exactly, Drew. I think Andy views it the opposite way. Like, well, because I trust my
defense. They're not going to get points against us.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely. And I actually don't hate that. I know you and I differ on that. Yeah. I think there's.
I don't agree with Andy on that, but yeah.
There's definitely some logic to both ends of that. I think you can frame it however you want and make a case. Hey, my defense is going great. Why do I need to be ultra aggressive? And then you can definitely say, well, your defense is playing great. This is the time to be aggressive. And there's people, everybody has a different school of thought on that.
Well, the ultimate thing as well, he doesn't trust Patrick Mahomes, but you have Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's not like you're dealing with Russell Wilson and it's like, oh, you know, it's a fourth and two. Do I trust Russell Wilson? Like, you've Patrick Mahomes to convert a fourth and five from the 22-yard line to keep a drive going. Trust Patrick Mahomes to get the job done as well as your defense, because you have the best quarterback in the league.
Truthfully, what I think part of what's happening and part of the reason Washington is going for it more and the Bills and some of these other teams, we've seen Adam McVay and the Eagles have always been kind of aggressive in that way, is I think what it is it's changing teams' play calling a lot on third down. Like, I see a lot of third and sevens that are turning into fourth and ones and twos because that used to be a win for your defense. You're essentially saying, well, they're coming up short of the sticks, so we're good here. And they're saying, well, I don't really care, honestly. Just as long as I'm within a yard or two, I'm going for this anyway. So, like, whether we get to the sticks or not is no longer important to me on third down, which makes you harder to defend.
So that's
because the old adage of just, like, keep them in front of you doesn't work the same. And I think that some teams are taking advantage of that in a really good way, where they're kind of forcing these teams into no-win spots, where third and seven used to kind of mean that's going to probably be a punt. And if they're getting it to fourth and two, they're just getting 4 or 5 yards. They're saying, good enough, I'll go for it.
Now, the play caller knows what his coach is going to allow him to do, and that's the third down play call has been adjusted. I do think, though, it's hard to take too much issue, if any at all, with the fourth down strategy. The Chiefs also have won, 17 one-score games, something like that. What are we up to now when we discuss this team over the last whatever? It's been
78 one-score games. I don't remember.
17 straight or something like that. Something. 16, 17 straight.
That Broncos game wasn't a one-score game.
No, it was not. So they, you know,
technically Buffalo wasn't either. But
so they've made the play, made the right decision when it matters most. It's hard not to trust that is continuing.